I'm Steve Junkert. It is time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom, Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section and Cape Week Summer Magazine. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, it's Memorial Day weekend coming up, and there are many events to mark the holiday, particularly parades and services on Monday. One of the most visible that's become a tradition in Hyannis is the 24-hour Troops in the Spotlight event at the Cape Town Plaza on Route 132, and it starts on Sunday.
It does. This is the 12th year that the Cape Cod Care for the Troops has sponsored this ceremony and whole 24 hours of events, and it starts at 11:30 on Sunday. They do have an opening ceremony, and that is honoring the World War II, Korea, Iraq, and Afghanistan veterans. Then there's going to be a special ceremony at 2 o'clock on Sunday to honor Vietnam veterans. This whole thing is really a mix of fun and more somber events. They've got some activities for families, like a barbecue lunch, arts and crafts for the kids, face painting, music, and then from 4 to 7 on Sunday, there's a car show. But there's also a chance to add a video message to deployed troops, donate items for care packages, visit a memorial wall that they've set up for Iraq and Afghanistan troops, and then at midnight there is a ceremony to honor Memorial Day.
Patriotic holidays like Memorial Day also celebrate our country, and there are two concerts this weekend with that theme, one celebrating America and the other specifically focusing on our Cape Cod home.
There is the Hometown America concert, and that is at 5 o'clock on Sunday with the 80-voice Mid-Cape Chorus, and they're doing that at the Pilgrim Congregational Church in Harwichport. The singers plan to highlight music that they say really shows the beauty and diversity of our country, including like parades, picnics, homecomings, and family. A lot of stuff people get to enjoy around Memorial Day. This is a benefit every year, and this year the concert is going to help the chorus and the Lower Keep Outreach Council. And its executive director is Larry Marsland, who's a singer, and he's going to be performing with the group. Then at 3 o'clock on Sunday, there is the Home in America concert, and that is by the Cape Cod Concert Band at St. John Paul II High School Auditorium in Hyannis. That group is actually premiering a new work that the band commissioned. It's called Portraits of Cape Cod, and it's by Michael Donovan, who is a French horn player with the group. It's 25 minutes long. It's got 8 movements, and each of those celebrates something special about the Cape, like the railroad bridge, watching the sunrise over the Sagamore Bridge, and even Four Seas ice cream in Centerville. Donovan's also a visual artist, so he painted scenes to go with each of those movements, and his art is going to be seen in the program, and it will be on display at a reception after the concert.
Fishing is important on Cape Cod, and there's a party on Saturday in Chatham that's about both the fishermen and their families.
That's the 8th annual Chatham Blessing of the Fleet, and the idea is to help launch the fishing boats into the season, but it is also a celebration. The event is put on by the Women of Fishing Families, and that's a group that provides all kinds of assistance to families around the community. They do take donations, but this is a free day, and it's got live music, food, and family activities at Chatham Fish Pier. It's going to start at 11 o'clock that morning with Reverend Brian McGurk of the St. Christopher's Episcopal Church in Chatham. He's going to offer that blessing for the fleet, and then there's going to be fun activities through 3 o'clock. And because parking's so hard around the pier, organizers want you to know that there is a free shuttle from parking at Chatham Elementary School.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the islands, you can check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times or look for the Cape Week Summer Magazine. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.